Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in once again. Apologies for our slightly unscheduled week off last week. We've had literally singles of people saying that they were disappointed we were off last week. So on that we apologise.
Yeah,
Murphy, you're back this week.
I'm back, and yeah, we heard all the apologies in the open session yesterday, which was great.
It was great to see everybody down there as well, actually. I mean, you got a sort of throng of people around you.
Yeah.
I had the one or two people occasionally coming up and saying hello.
No, it was nice seeing everyone. A lot of fans of the Squadcast.
Yeah.
A lot of boys said that they like listening to it pre-match.
That's what we like.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's really something that we get, you know, like hyped for.
Like, what?
I don't know if we listen to us and get in the zone.
Our dulcet tones.
Indeed, or something.
We've got an even more dulcet tone player with us today.
Well, we should ask him whether he gets psyched up given his appearance in Llanelli on Saturday night. Gregor Hiddleston, making your Squadcast debut. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. It was a good win down in Wales, obviously. Probably a bounce back from Cardiff, you know, from the week before on that treacherous weather. So, it was a good win.
Well, I mean, we'll skip straight to the chase. I mean, we scored 7 tries, but we start with 1, which is your first try for the club.
Yeah, the mole try.
Yeah. just, I mean, don't talk us through the entire technicalities and secrets and give away everything that we want to be keeping secret ahead of this weekend. But like, from your side of things, it couldn't have gone much better. You hit the target of the line out and then smuggled yourself away at the back and bang, there you are, you score.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. There's not much to mole try, to be honest. I just had to make the line out and then let the big boys do the rest. And I'm just lucky enough to put the ball down. So, yeah, it was all good.
Murphy, your thoughts on mole tries?
I think that every mole that we go for, it should be a different plus one. So it's not always hookers can throw, but then they can get into the hard work.
Share the love.
But yeah. There should be a fun celebration for a mole try. You know, like in NFL, yeah, once they score a touchdown. Should be like a team forwards of a team forward celebration. Like bowling skittles and stuff.
Who organises that one? Is it the try scorer's job to organise that one? Or?
Yeah, I reckon we could have like 3 or 4 banked up ready to go, and then they call the play and then it happens.
Yeah, run through it in the captain's run. It'd be all
exactly.
Good.
Yeah. Johnny would have plenty. Gregor's now got one.
Maybe one in the locker for me.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but yeah,
well, more to come.
You say one in the locker. You'd be fairly decent for the Wolves and Super Series as well from a try-scoring point of view. Is there a competition between yourself, Gus, John? I mean, I'd say competition between you guys and Johnny. Johnny's, whatever, I think he's one try away from breaking his own club record for tries in a season at this point. But is that something you chat amongst yourselves about? It's like, oh, who scored this week? Who's gonna break their own?
I think probably at Wolves, like, all you want to do is like every game you want to try score one or two, and then like obviously when the offside line comes out, you see who's on the leaderboard for top try scorer. But nah, here at Glasgow, I think it's just whoever can get the ball down, and like the most important things winning games. And you know, we're at that point in the season where, you know, every point matters. So yeah, it's just about whoever gets the ball down and we score tries.
Well, we're going to seamlessly segue into chatting about the big game this weekend away to Harlequins in the Investec Champions Cup. Can't really mention Champions Cup by the fact that, I mean, you made your professional debut in that game away to Exeter back in January. Is it a bit different? I have an occasion from your puffies. You've been 24th man for a URC game. You've played in the URC games since. Is there a bit more of a sort of different occasion around a European game when you're warming up or running out of the tunnel before the game?
Yeah, like obviously it was a big occasion, like being my debut, but I think like European rugby, like it's a special occasion. You know, you grow up and like Exeter is one of the teams that you watch, in the Premiership, and yeah, to go out and play against someone, you know, make your debut, yeah, it was so special. But yeah, there's probably a different feel to like a European game, I would say.
Yeah, we've got I think healthy travelling support, I think, is expected down at the Queens. Obviously, we had just under 2,500 people registered for the open training session. On Monday, we're obviously, I was going to say yesterday, we're recording on Tuesday, but people will be listening to this through
tomorrow.
Monday, tomorrow, whenever. Yeah. Time is an illusion. I've just got to come to you from this one. How good is it to know that we're going to go down London and there's going to be however many hundreds and thousands of people in the stands with their flags cheering on Friday night?
Yeah, it's quality. I think the away games are always special. I think regardless of where we go, even like Scarlets, you saw the supporters there. And you see all the flags in the stand, it does make a difference, and the boys really do appreciate it. Like you see at the end of games, we all come over and thank people for travelling and ask them how they're getting on and stuff. And yeah, it does give you a little bit of a boost. And like when you're going through those tough times during the games and tough defensive sets, or the game might not be going away, and you know there's folk there cheering for you, it's a big lift, opposed to just 40,000 Harlequin folk screaming at you. But it's like here on game day. It's amazing when it's packed out to the rafters here and folk are getting on top of the opposition team. It's great.
There we go. Just going to wrap it up before we talk about Quinsworth, coming back to your try at the weekend, because it was a wonderful start doing the rounds from friend of the show, Mr. at Top of the Moon on Twitter. There are 5 players, I believe, to have scored their first try for the club in the last 2 or 3 games. You're one of them. Any guesses as the other ones?
Goss, definitely.
He was at the start of the season.
Oh, start of the season. In the last five games.
Basically since the Six Nations, yeah.
Oh, since the Six Nations. Ben Ashour.
Yep.
Faku was a debut.
Yep.
He won, yeah. Yep. That's tricky. I'm trying to think. Max. Yeah, but he made his debut, but still.
First try.
Yeah, first try.
Oh, I thought you meant debut tries.
Yeah.
No. As in first tries.
First tries. Yeah. Okay.
This is why I leave the stat stuff to talk about. It's a lot easier.
I'm trying to think.
Sordoni.
There you are.
Yeah.
That's it. You got him. You did. Greg was the fifth. Nice. That was a lot shorter of a quiz than I thought it was. There we go. Everybody seemed to be on that.
Thinking for ages, I thought it was debut and try. Has anyone scored on the debut?
Kyle Rowe.
Of course he did.
Kyle Rowe with the off the foot in Connacht.
Oh, yeah. Any more? Noz?
Faku.
Faku did.
Gusno? Gusno scored his debut?
Gus was Bath away.
His was Bath
away last year. I'm trying to think.
What were you, Murph? No tries on the debut?
No tries yet. To note. Yet. Waiting for a pick and go somewhere. Someday.
Come on. We both know you're not waiting for a pick and go.
I absolutely am. There's not a chance I'll be running anything further than 5 metres to score.
Oh, you're not doing an Ali Miller then?
No. Yeah. Oh, God. The dreams. That's what dreams are made from.
Anyway, we will get on to the main part of the Squadcast for those of you who are new listeners. First of all, what have you been doing with your life until now? Secondly, the Squadcast hat full of scenarios and various questions is in front of all of us today. We've also got a few submitted in person at the open training session yesterday, which we will kick off.
Nice.
So, from as proclaimed at the open training session on Monday with the shout-out, Squadcast number one fan, Rory. Hello, Rory. Gavin found both of us with this question, which is, I mean, fair enough, given the amount of people that were on the pitch after the game. It was quite funny.
He came up and told me the question. He's like, by the way, it's Rory from Sanders. I was like, don't you worry. I know exactly who
we
you
know.
Are.
We know exactly. Which warrior is the best at figuring out the ref's mood mid-match?
Figuring out the ref's mood mid-match. I'll tell you who it isn't. It's Xander. Did you see him in the Scarlets game? Girl, you could probably tell us more.
Yeah, probably not half about the scrum, Xander. No, I'm trying to think. Steno, probably?
You'd back your
captain, obviously.
Yeah. Steno Stafford.
Yeah, maybe the forwards. Yeah. You know, make a few of them get a head loss, so probably not.
I mean, he's got to be a fairly decent one at the breakdown as well. I know you're adept in the back row as well, but you've got to kind of work out how the ref interprets the ruck, whether you go for the ball or whether you don't.
Yeah, I think, like, especially the breakdown, you know, you'll try your hand every now and again, but if you're getting nothing, you probably just leave it because, you know, the ref's probably not going to change his mind. But, yeah, probably Steno or someone like that for that question.
Yeah, Murphy would concur with that one.
Yeah, I was going to try and go a wee bit left field, but I was going to say, like, Gog, no chance.
Yeah, well, I rewinded to the Scars game, who might not be on the ref's Christmas card list, although I did see they made up afterwards. Lucio. I mean, it's a cracking line.
Square into the back of
the ref.
Gianni Luca.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You can't feel
it. Ever hit a ref in a game?
No, nothing like that.
Please don't start.
We won't start that. Although it might be a way to get through, actually.
Well, yeah. Use the ref as a defender. Who knows? Yeah. Can't penalise himself for crossing.
That was quite funny, actually.
That was, yeah. It did seem at the end when Lucio went up and apologised. He was laughing about it, so fair play to the ref for that one.
Yeah, on the Xander thing, because the scrums obviously wasn't happy with the decisions. The camera was on the ref on the way back in from halfway, and Xander's chewing his ear off the whole way back in. And then Franco made a funny comment on Monday about how he's got a new best friend now. And Xander sent him Christmas cards this year.
There we go.
But yeah, Steno.
Steno.
Steno is our winner.
Indeed.
Well done, Kyle.
All right, second one of our in-person submissions. Kind of in-person submissions, but this is from Julie, who is the mom of our wonderful video intern, Eleanor. If you were in charge of putting together Warriors, the new boy band, who makes their cut and why? And there is a limit of 5 people on this, so we're not going to have a full-on choir.
I need to think about instruments.
Yeah, who plays?
Instruments and or sort of aesthetics, I assume, as well.
Ruhart, is he not bagpipes? Something like that?
I know.
Maybe heard that once upon a time.
I don't know.
Maybe, but I reckon he's a smart lad. He'll pick up.
So we're going for like the Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of vibe.
Yeah, right, okay. Vibe, yeah.
I'm not sure how successful this is going to be in the chat.
Dobie played the pipes. Dobie's in there. He played pipes.
Dobie, yeah.
We need a voice.
Yeah, a voice. Who's got a good voice?
You're not by yourself.
Nah, not me. Maybe one of the Argentinian lads.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. Who has a good voice?
I know God has
Ben Ashford, obviously, but that's away from that.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Indeed. Yeah, Ben's birthday, yeah.
It's technically Tuesday, but you guys are hearing this on Wednesday, so
happy
Ben's
birthday
birthday's
tomorrow.
Today, but yesterday for you guys.
I think this is a theme of this episode, is we don't know what day it is at this point.
No, well, it's technically Wednesday, but Ben's birthday's today. Are we time traveling? That's crazy. Ben Asher, he would have to be in there. There's right. Three. We'd like a drum kit. Did you play anything?
Nah, I was nothing like that at school.
Hmm.
You must have picked up something at Strathallan.
Yeah, I did play on the drums.
Yeah.
I played.
Put yourself in there.
Yeah. Humble little.
What about a member of staff for the last one?
Oh.
Surely someone in there.
Do you know who
had a really good voice?
Yeah.
I say had. He probably still has. Was Pete Horn.
Yeah.
Great singer. I remember you used to always sing the Eagles.
There you go.
He was very good. But who were you about to say?
I was going to say, I'll throw a couple in there from an instrument point of view, because I know Cammy Avery, videographer.
Yep.
As a regular on the open mic circuit somewhere in Edinburgh. So
is he?
If you're in a pub. Yeah.
Is he actually?
Apparently so.
Nice.
I say regular. I've never actually been to an open mic in Edinburgh, but
yeah. Nice. Who else?
Liam Walsh, I believe, is a
fairly
handy
quality
guitarist. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be good.
I remember he sang Banana Pancakes one preseason.
Okay.
Took me by surprise. I was expecting some sort of rubbish here, and he was actually decent.
I know. I've been told by various people in preseason when they used to do the guitar circle with when Dave Rennie was here.
Yeah, well, I was going to say
Liam was pretty handy on that one.
Renz's guitar circle was quality because you had Renz himself could play. You'd have Cully who could play, Ratu.
With the crux of the Scrum Bags, the band that actually played.
Yeah, the actual band that played.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no survivors from that in terms of people still at
the
bottom.
Wills is hanging on.
Wills is no survivors on the playing staff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still hanging on.
What about, did you hear Wills yesterday during the session?
There was a great atmosphere at the session yesterday. Yeah, well, that was class.
Yeah, I
know. No, Wilson's quite good, eh? They get him down on match day.
The Icelandic clap thing might need to come back at some point.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how we're going to work this if he's the busiest man alive when it comes to punditry and Viaplay and TNT and whoever else.
You can run it, Craig. Yeah.
I'll defer to Wilson on that one.
Yeah.
That was the ooh-ah one as well.
It was in, yeah,
that was a wee different one.
Just throwing that in there. Bit of flair from Wilson.
Waiting for the Mexican wave. That was yet to be pulled out.
I'm not quite sure how Mexican wave would work from one end of a stand to the other, to be fair.
Yeah. I also heard him say something like, he should have been working at Butlins.
Would that attract you to go to Butlins?
I don't know.
Other holiday camps are available.
Yeah, but he was quality at it.
There we go.
He was bringing the energy.
No, rewinding, just so we're coming to the end of this. Who are your five? Come on, we're going to pin this. So we've got Dobie.
Dobie said Dobie.
Murph's on the drums.
Apparently.
Pete Horn.
Singing. Pete Horn singing.
Pete Horn singing.
Said Rue Hart.
Yeah.
Just Rue,
yeah. And one more. We need that guitarist.
Yeah.
Who plays guitar? There has to be somebody. There has to be somebody. None of the young boys that... I say young boys. I mean, my friends who are now 23, 24, not that young. Well, we are young, but not that young.
We've got Mr. Mass Trumpeter who's there if we need him as well.
Of course, yes. A wee trumpet in the background. Yeah. I don't know, we'll leave that space open for a keen fan. Any guitarist, put your name below.
Volunteer.
Drop your name on Twitter or Instagram, we'll get this.
Meanwhile, we'll get back to the Hard Rock Cafe and try and organise a sequel.
Sell out fully. From Rory.
Indeed.
one player to become a ref post retirement, who would it be from the squad? Because obviously we've got Mikey Adamson. You should be his warrior number. Come on, Craig.
You knew you were going to put me on the spot here.
Mikey Adamson used to play for Scotland Sevens and Glasgow Warriors, and he's now a Scottish rugby ref. And obviously there's Carl Dixon, who's referees in the Premiership in Europe, and he played for Quins.
He did.
Actually, that's good a nice sweet little segment, yeah. Isn't it?
There we are.
So what player would you see becoming a good ref?
It's a tough one.
First and foremost, would you put yourself forward for this?
Nah, never. I refed a few matches like at Dumfries when I was like younger, just to help out like the kind of minis. Like the abuse you'd get from parents, honestly.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was tough. It was tough out there. Maybe Xander, just you know his relationships with refs. You know,
they need to keep up with play though.
It's only we don't really get that many former front rowers turned refs.
No, it's usually a nine.
Do you say you don't know why?
Well,
did you just say why? I could tell you why. Because your bodies are in pieces after playing rugby.
True. 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 A little bit more high impact.
Probably one of the nines. Maybe Gog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see our old faithful D Money becoming a ref.
Good communicator.
He loves rugby. So.
We've actually not touched on it because we missed last week. We've not actually touched on the fact that he made his debut against Cardiff.
Of course.
Debut plus another 15 minutes off the bench at the weekend.
Right. Speak to us, Gregor. D Money. What's he like in the change room as a guy?
Great guy to have around. Obviously, if people don't know, I live with him. So, yeah, it's got its ups and downs. But
more like, ups than downs.
Yeah, you
what's
know,
he like? Honestly, what is he like?
See, so I told him I was going on, you know, the squadcast last night, and he was like, "Look, you can't say this, you can't say that," you know, because me and him could go back and forth quite a lot. Yeah. So I won't say anything too bad.
Out him right now.
We could out him. But no, obviously, like so happy for him. I didn't think he was expecting to get on. You know, run on the pitch. I think he said he got 30 seconds, but like he was absolutely buzzing. His family was down as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, came on against Scots at the weekend and, you know, like I thought he played well for the time he was on. So, no, really happy for Duncan. I think he's got, like, a big future at the club as well. So
100% tackle completion rate on his debut as well.
Yeah, I know.
One from one. But no, he was in good shape at the Scots. Well, I thought he was going to get on the line at one point with a bit of a kick chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, he's got many appearances left, but is he your pick for player turned ref?
Yeah, he will be mine purely because... I mean, D-Money helps out his old school Kelvin side, where I coach at as well. And I actually coached him. My first year of coaching Kelvin side, he was the prodigy that I built up to where he is now. So
you're telling me it's all you're doing?
I had a tear in my eye on that Saturday night. Yes, I did.
It was pre-season when a couple of fans came with a poster. He's a fan favourite, Duncan, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's got a big fan.
Signing session, you wouldn't leave any of the young boys for us, eh?
Well, this is true. He was a man in demand.
Squad favourite as well.
Squad favourite.
D-Money. He's got, D-Money.
A couple of good nicknames for him.
Yeah. Starving Steno, D-Money. Yeah. What else is there?
D-Funny looking.
He's one for you as well, because there was a few people on the touchline, the 24th men, who shall remain nameless, but may or may not be Alex Samuel, kept calling you Bloodhound at one point.
Bloodhound. That's under 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Story?
Yeah, not really, no, just a bit aggressive in the training sessions and stuff, so, you know, got that nickname. Get Hillbilly as well from Tommy G, which
yes.
I find a bit rich coming from him, but yeah, you know what, we'll take that. But no, Duncan's got some funny nicknames.
He does, and here's hoping that there's a long career ahead of both him and yourself, obviously, as well. Mother holds me into that particular question. Off to you, Ray.
Go on.
Have a rummage. It probably won't be picked out last week. I haven't filtered them this week. I won't lie.
What teammate do you think could also be pro at another sport?
Oh, we haven't had that one for a while, actually.
That's a great question.
There we go.
Go on.
Any decent football players in there, maybe?
If you ask Johnny Matthews,
Yeah, Johnny would probably think he'll be up there. Everton striker.
Yeah, they could probably do with one before. Yeah. I can see if none of them are
there. I don't know. Is there not a few boys that play cricket and stuff? You know, one of those, Murph?
Not really, no. Is there many boys that play cricket?
We do play
a bit of cricket in the on the track every now and again.
Yeah.
Tell you who could probably be a fairly handy cricketer if given the opportunity.
Who?
Franco.
Oh, well, that was pre-season. We'd play like cricket and he'd always have a go.
Yeah.
But if I had to go... Yeah, Steno with golf is my obvious pick.
Yeah.
But if we had to go a little bit different, I'm trying to think. Richie Gray, on the bike in the velodrome.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going with that. Fair enough. Yeah.
He sprint cycling. He on the watt bike is ridiculous.
He's got a lot of leg power to go there.
Yeah.
The length of limb he has.
I remember we were doing like the Tour de Glasgow, we called it, and it was like you had to do a kilometre at a time as fast as you can or something along those lines. He was consistently hitting like 1 kilometre splits under a minute, which if you go on the watt bike and try to hit 1K under a minute, it's tough.
I mean, I try to avoid watt bikes, to be honest. Just as a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, so I'd go Richie Gray on the velodrome.
Fair.
Alex Samuel, basketball. I believe he had a bit of a career before rugby. Yeah. Yeah. Go on his Facebook, you see a couple of profile pictures.
All right, we'll go and hunt that down.
Definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I heard you had to pick. I heard you had to pick a route. It was either one or the other.
Yeah.
Basketball or rugby.
Yeah. Fair enough. Anybody from the other one that we throw in there just because I see him around all the time and it's topical at the minute from Mr. Reece Zammit, Jack Dempsey.
Oh, yeah, Demo. Yeah,
Demo loves a bit of an NFL.
Yeah.
Chuck around.
Be interesting to see how'd he go.
Yeah, for any NFL franchises that happen to be listening to the Squadcast, hands off, he's ours. That's not going to happen.
What other sports could there be?
Any good badminton players, tennis players?
Well, you could. I'm sure George Horn would be a professional at something.
George in George racket Horn. Sports usually is a pretty solid player.
Tennis. Yeah. Adobe tennis, sorry.
Adobe at tennis is good.
He was a very, very good tennis player when he was younger, apparently. From what I've seen.
Yeah.
What
about yourselves? You've got a particular. If you were going pro at another sport, any choices? Or are you rugby and that's it?
I don't know if it's a pro sport, but clay pigeon shooting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my mum, she shot clay pigeons for Scotland and Great Britain. So
nice.
She'd probably coach me.
There we go. Well, the Olympics is in Paris in three months?
We've got
time, yeah.
Yeah, we've got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go for something like that, I reckon.
Nice.
Bring the shotgun up to training.
There we go. I mean, I'm not sure how the residents of Scotland would
be. Pigeons are in here that
need to get. Yeah, there was a pigeon in
there. There was a pigeon in the concourse the other day.
Yeah. Concourse.
Yeah, probably heard that you were around and was looking fairly worried for himself there, Gregor.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Most likely to become an Instagram influencer.
Right, first and foremost, is it Murphy Walker?
No.
Murphy, that is all you.
No.
That is all you.
No, never. I'm not after any brand deals.
No endorsements.
Unless somebody wants to get in touch. Looking at watches, cars. Get in touch.
Anything
that I can get my hands on, really.
Murphy's Instagram is.
Xander likes all those little deals.
Murphy Walker it in.
The moonshine.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Xander's got his fingers in lots of pies. Who would be... Used to be like Shuggy. Used to be a good.
He's pretty good. Handy on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Ali Miller.
Ali Miller.
Yeah. Gets a dog.
We're just saying there. Face of Glasgow Warriors.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of.
Indeed.
Ali Miller, new contract. Well, hey, 2 years of Ali Miller.
Yeah. I mean, if he scores another try like he did at Bayonne, I'm absolutely.
Do you reckon that's what sealed the deal for the big dog signing him at Glasgow?
I mean, you'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Speaking of big dogs, I presume Al. I'll have to ask Al, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, yeah.
So what you're saying is I need to score a spectacular try to stay here for 2 more years?
Yeah. Or set one up. If you can cross field kick in a game, as you've threatened a few times, think about it.
How good seen Ali today?
Yeah, so good. Great boy. Yeah. Like, so good with the young lads as well. Yeah, really good guy to have around.
What about lineouts?
Yeah, he's good with lineouts, you know. Better than... Alex and Max anyway, you know. Always wind them up.
Oh, yeah.
Max doesn't catch it. I'm like, oh yeah, Alex would have got it. Wind them up, do it vice versa. Every training session.
Yeah, he redeemed himself at the end there. But on that note, since I'm about to make these too late and I don't really want to do that when the coaches are involved, we will call an end to this particular episode of the Squadcast. Gregor, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your time. And yeah, all the best for the rest of the season. I was about to say all the best for this weekend, but we don't actually know what the team is yet. So... All TBC. The best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Murphy, we'll see you next week, with any luck.
Yes, sir.
And we will see as many of you as possible in London this Friday, Warrior Nation, as we take on Harlequins in the last 16 of the Investec Champions Cup. Kickoff 8 p.m. If you can't make it to London, it's live on TNT Sports. In the meantime, he's been Gregor Hiddleston, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.